Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, I'm glad you've joined me today here on a Monday, and we're beginning a new theme, and I'm calling it God's Abundant Supply. We live in a time when, in the natural, it could be frightening, challenging, because of the economic situation that is happening in America and throughout the world. Here, inflation is on the rise. Prices are skyrocketing, putting great pressure on families to provide. Our leaders, political leaders, are telling us that our supply chain is broken and cautioning people that they may not be able to get those gifts that they want to have under the Christmas tree for Christmas. Hundreds of ships setting offshore at our ports, unable to unload because apparently there are not enough workers. You know, it's interesting, in September here in America, 4.4 million people quit their jobs. And that brought to a total for the year, 34.5 million people had quit their jobs. We have never seen anything like it before. And different people are speculating about the cause. And probably it has something to do with this whole pandemic that has turned topsy-turvy, upset people's lives, and people have been rethinking their lives and what they want to do with their lives, and they've been reminded that life is short, and have begun to think about what is life all about and how do I really want to spend my life. No doubt some of the people who have quit their jobs or have lost their jobs have been in response to the virus mandates that are being imposed by the government and many businesses. And I know here in America, thousands of people in different areas of work have said that they will quit their jobs or be fired before they will take the vaccine. They feel that strongly about it. So the point is that, economically speaking, in our world, it's a very challenging and trying times. And so for those of you who are listening who are the people of God, and if you're not God's people, I trust that you will put your faith in Jesus Christ and you will become a child of God and you can become a part of His family. And God has absolutely made clear promises in Scripture to provide for His people. And we're going to be sharing Scripture, but also be sharing some personal experiences. Now, a Scripture I want to start out with sharing is Psalm chapter 37, verses 18 and 19. But you know, I feel in my heart that I need to pray, and maybe I need to pray for somebody that you will be encouraged today to look to God and see Him break through into your life and provide whatever it is you need for this day. Because He taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," in other words, our daily provision. So, Heavenly Father, I thank You for this opportunity to speak to people through this podcast, and I pray for someone listening today that You will encourage their heart, and You will let them know that You are God, and there's nothing hard for You, and as they turn their hearts and their attention to You this day, You're going to break through into their lives, and You're going to meet their need as You have promised in Your Word, and we thank You for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Psalm 37, verses 18 and 19. I'm reading from the New King James. "The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied." I like the way the NIV puts it. The NIV says in verse 19, "In the days of famine, they shall enjoy plenty." Wow! In the days of famine, in the days of recession, even depression and inflation, God said His people who walked uprightly with Him that they would enjoy plenty. So we are emphasizing today God's, and all this week, God's abundant supply. God's supply chain is intact. Oh, read through the scriptures. God has always provided for his people. Even thinking just now of Elijah, how during a time of famine that God provided for him down by the brook Cherith, and even sent ravens, sent birds to bring food to him. Yes, God's supply chain is intact, and God has all kinds of ways to come through and meet our needs. That doesn't mean that God's going to relate to us like a heavenly butler or like a heavenly Santa Claus. No, we have to be people who are responsible in our lives. We have to be people who are willing to do our part. We have to be people who will put our trust and our faith in him and walk out our faith and do our part, and God will get his provision to us. I'll share with you one little story. 1983, I was going to India, my first overseas mission trip. Been on many since then. And so we were pastoring a congregation in Eastern Canada at the time, Sue and I, and one that we had planted and founded. And so I put out a newsletter, let people know the opportunity that I had, that I'd been invited to India to speak, and what a great opportunity it was. And so the money started coming in, and I got enough money to buy my tickets. However, on my trip over, I had at least three nights. I had one night layover in London, and then I had two nights layover in Calcutta, India, because I had to get a special permit for the area in northeast India where I was traveling, close to the Chinese border. And so when the day came for me to leave, I had enough for my ticket, but I only had about $30. And so it wasn't enough to cover one night in a hotel, and yet I had three nights at a hotel and food for those 3 days. So now I was in my heart, I was determined I was going. I believed it was God's will, and I was determined I was going. I remember saying to myself, you know, I'm going. If I have to sleep on the sidewalk in London and in Calcutta, I am going. But yet we were believing God for God's provision. And so the day I was to leave, my schedule was that I had to go by the travel agency that had put together my itinerary for me and pick up my ticket and then go to the airport. And so we waited around as long as we could, thinking maybe somebody God will speak to somebody and they'll come knock on our door and say, oh, God told me to bring you this money. And so we didn't tell anybody that there was a need. We had our faith and our face turned towards God. So we had to go. So we went to pick up my ticket. We stopped by the post office. We thought there might be a check in the mail. Well, there was nothing there. And I remember coming out. I still remember, although this has been over 40 years ago, getting in the car and saying to Sue, God has ways besides the post office to meet our need. But yet, I thought I couldn't think of any other way now. For me, that was God's last opportunity, but yet I spoke in faith, and I said, God has ways besides the post office, and God has ways to meet your need that you haven't thought of. So we go to the travel agency, and I'd already paid them, and I was just supposed to pick up my ticket. And so I went in, and the lady was kind of upset. She said, oh, I've been trying to call you. I tried to call you last night. I said, what's the problem? She said, well, I've had to change your itinerary. I said, well, when do I get to Guwahati? That was my destination. She said, you still get there at the same time, but I've had to change your itinerary. Apparently, there had been some kind of riots in one of the cities where I was going to be stopping, and she had to change it. And so as I'm sitting there and she's retyping my itinerary, this thought enters my mind. And so I said to her, what is going to be the difference in price? She said, well, let me see. Lo and behold, with that new itinerary, I got back $300 in change. Oh, heavens, supply chain, my friend, is intact. Oh, he works in ways that we could never imagine. He works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform, as you've probably heard it said. Now, here's the thing. That was enough to get to cover my expenses to India, but I would have the same situation coming back. I didn't have the money for hotels and food coming back. But you know, sometimes we have to trust God day by day. He gives us daily bread. And God did provide in an unusual, marvelous way for me to get back from India to our home. We were living in Canada at the time, and I will share that story with you on tomorrow as we continue our theme of God's abundant supply. I want to encourage you now, God's supply chain is intact. And I pray now, Father, meet the needs of my brothers and sisters listening to this podcast today. May they turn their hearts solely to you and look to you today, for you have promised that even in times of famine, that your people will enjoy plenty. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I hope you will check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's an article there called The Windows of Heaven that I know will bless you. And you know what? I'll just go ahead and post it here on my podcast page, and you can read it. But eddiehyatt.com, there are all kinds of articles there. There are videos. There's a link to a blog. There's a donation button there if you'd like to give a donation to our ministry, which is registered with the IRS here in Texas, here in the United States. We're a Texas corporation, but we're registered with the federally with the IRS and approved to give tax donations for gifts within the U.S. And I will look forward to seeing you and being with you again tomorrow for another Awakening Podcast.